I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend. It's the feed. Star 99.9.
Coming up on the end of March, hard to believe that it's spring and April's almost here, but every Friday we talk to our friend Megan Shinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Shinella about all the fun things that are happening this weekend that you can do with the family and the kids. And Megan, we have a super exciting event happening tomorrow morning, actually.
Oh, awesome. I want to hear all about it.
So we've been talking about this a lot on the air. We've been taking donations the past few months for our Star 99.9 NapoliMotors.com Project Prom Dress, where all different people around Connecticut have been donating dresses at different Duchess restaurants, and we've collected them all, and executive cleaners in Milford actually cleaned them all for us, and now we're going to have our pop-up shop. Yeah, right? And we're going to have our pop-up shop tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Vizzano's Four Seasons in Stratford, where high school students with a student ID can come and get a free dress so they can try them on, they can look in the mirrors, see what they like, because our whole goal with this was to make sure everyone has a memorable prom night, regardless of their financial situation or, you know, if they can't get a dress. So, you know, we hope to make a special prom night for a lot of kids this year. So it should be fun.
I love that, Kevin. That's so great that Star put this together. And I saw Anna trying some of the dresses on herself.
Yeah. If you go to the Star Instagram, you'll see the video. Yeah, she went and tried on a bunch of them. Yeah, that was really fun. And it is first come, first serve. We like to say that because we don't know, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of people coming to get dresses. So, it starts at 10 a.m. You know, we're going to be there till 2 regardless, you know, until all the dresses are gone. There's over 700 we got donated.
Wow.
So, yeah, and all different styles and sizes. And yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, that's so nice. I love events like this. So congrats and kudos to Star for bringing it to life.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. And what else you got going on this weekend?
Also going on this weekend, Saks Middle School in New Canaan presents the SpongeBob musical. There are show times on Saturday, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. You can gather in the auditorium and go under the sea to see how SpongeBob SquarePants does all that he can do to avert to a volcano eruption. And I am not a big SpongeBob person where I know all like the lingo and the language, but you, Mike, Kevin, do you know SpongeBob?
You know, it's funny. My daughter, Grace, who's six, she just recently started discovering SpongeBob. So I don't know all the characters and everything either, but I'm starting to get there though, because she's been watching it lately.
Yes. I know my son, Nico, is into it somewhat and he's watched some of the cartoon shows. But again, if your kids like musicals and you want to get them out of the house this weekend, go and check out SpongeBob.
Nice.
And then also this weekend, another show for the family. It's the Orchestra Lumos presents Toy Story in concert. This is on Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Stamford. Woody, Lanky, the Cowboy, and Buzz Lightyear. Go and check out this show. It looks really cool. And it's like another one of these shows, Kevin, where it's like brought to life on stage, just like the movie.
Yeah, I love that. Now, these are characters that I'm definitely familiar with more than SpongeBob, the Toy Story characters.
Yeah, no, definitely. Toy Story was, I feel like it came out when we were younger, right?
Yeah, there's been so many of them. I think there's like four of them, maybe five of them now. Wow. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely only seen like the first or the second. What about you?
Yeah, I've seen 1, 2, and 3, but 1 is the one I always remember. That's the classic one.
Exactly.
Friday, heading into the weekend, the last weekend in March. March is already gone. It's hard to believe April's almost here, too. And every Friday, we talk to Megan Shinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Shinella. Always knows what's happening around Connecticut for you to do with the family. So what else is going on this weekend, Megan?
Also going on this weekend, Newtown Unified Sports Polar Plunge fundraiser. This is on Saturday at 11 a.m. It's at Wolf Park in Monroe. Now, I love, you know this, Kevin, I love these polar plunges.
Yeah.
Because I've done them before. Have you participated in any ever?
I still haven't done one yet. Now, it might be a little too late for me to do this one, but I got to do one at some point. I like the ones that they do on like New Year's Day or around like New Year's Eve in the winter. So I might have to find one of those next year.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I saw this one when I was researching for, you know, today of fun things to do with the fam. And I was like, oh, I got to share this in case there's anyone that still wants to do one more plunge while it's cold.
Right. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also this weekend, if you have shoppers in your house, like I know I do, and I know Grace likes to shop, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So one of my girls' favorite brands is Lilly Pulitzer Splash of Pink. Mm. And in New Canaan, they have a new store. It's super cute. And on Saturday, they're going to have an event from 11 to 3 where you could shop the new spring collection. So if you want to get some cute outfits for the spring for your girls and moms, too, I definitely recommend checking out that event.
That's fun.
Yes. I have a really fun date night option for parents out there this Sunday. Milestone Restaurant in Mystic. I was there this past weekend. They have great food and drinks. And they are going to be having legendary George Porter Jr. and Runnin Partners. And they have limited tickets for this event available. The kitchen will be open for dinner. The show starts at 8. You can make dinner reservations and then enjoy the music after. So I highly recommend checking this event out. And I know you like to go on date nights like this with Shannon. So it's just a fun thing to do on a Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds like and Mystic's so cool because you feel like you're away, but you're still kind of close to home. And that sounds like a really fun night. You get the sitter and you have a nice fun night out.
Yeah, restaurant and some live music. What can't be better, right?
Exactly.
And then I'm finishing off this week with a mom quote. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Teens will be like, this is the worst day of my life. And they were just told to unload the dishwasher.
The chores always get them. They just don't want to do them.
Yeah. I'm too tired. And I'm like, you don't think mommy's tired? Like, come on, we got to all help. Or when you ask them to take the trash buckets from the garage to like the end of the driveway, which is not that far. That's, you know, sometimes a hard yes as well.
Yeah, it's very dramatic with the reactions when there has to do some chores.
Yes, the chores. But I feel like I'm just going to keep asking politely, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. My kids are still a little young. A lot of these jobs are dad chores right now still.
Yes, totally. Yep. But soon enough, I can see Grace actually being a very good helper.
Yeah,
and Penny too.
Definitely. Absolutely. All right, Megan Schinella. Find her on Instagram @MeganSchinella. Thanks so much, Megan. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone.